and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The place called Babylon that we look at, and we look at history, tells us that there was a place called Babylon. And more importantly than that, the Bible tells us there was a place called Babylon. That place was destroyed because of ungodliness. And today there's nothing there except ruins. The archaeologists go in there and they look for things. I don't know what they look for, but there's nothing there except ruins. Well, we've studied and we've looked at Mystery Babylon the Great, the ecclesiastical, we'll say the religious system that's going to take place in the first half of the tribulation period. And I've made mention how that there are shades of that today. As we look around, we see false churches. False religious centers that have false teachers standing, some in the pulpits and some just speaking. And this is something that God says is going to take place in the last days. Well, I believe we've been in the last days since the cross of Christ, since he was crucified, buried, and resurrected. I believe we've been in the last days. And it's simply getting worse as we look at the things going on around us. Not only the things that we look at personally that affect us in our everyday life, such as the cost of food, the cost of gasoline, and so forth, but these things are going on that's causing us to see the false prophets even today, how that they are spouting things that it does not pertain to the God we worship, the true God, but it pertains to the God of this world. And the God of this world, of course, is the devil. It's going to get worse, the Bible says, going into the tribulation period. It's going to be a time, as we look at it from the Word of God, there's never been a time like it, and there's never going to be a time like it again. And this is something that you and I don't have to worry about as saved people. We'll be gone. We'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back for us in the clouds. You know, I don't understand why people do not teach this more about being caught away, being caught up to be with the Lord. He's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. That's those who have gone on before. That's those saints who have gone on before, our friends, neighbors, our preacher friends, our loved ones who have gone on before to be with the Lord. Well, I just don't understand why more preachers and pastors don't teach about this, because if you keep reading, it tells us that we're to do this and to bring comfort to one another. It brings comfort knowing that no matter how bad things get, that Jesus Christ is coming for us. Now, if this body gives up the breath of life, then I'll be with Jesus. Or if he comes back in the clouds, I'll be with Jesus. And we need to comfort one another with these words, the Bible says. We need to help each other understand that Jesus loves each one of us. And he not only loved us so much to save us, he loves us enough to keep us saved, and to make sure that we're on our way to heaven. And I'm so glad I don't have to hold myself out. I don't have to hold on to anything. Jesus has me. And he says he's never going to let me go. There's nothing going to separate me from the love of Christ. And this is something that that we need to hold on to. And if there's one thing we need to hold on to, it's the knowledge of knowing that Jesus is coming for us soon. Either this breath will leave the body, or we'll be caught up together with those people who have gone on before. And the best thing will be with our Lord. Well, we looked at the founder of Babel, of course, was Nimrod. He was an ungodly person. He was the great-grandson of Noah. And that's something that's hard to understand, that how someone could turn out like that, being the great-grandson of Noah. He was ungodly. Genesis chapter 10 and verse 1, now these are the generations of the son of Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. And once again, it's hard to understand for me to understand how that a godly person such as Noah, who believed God, he knew that the water was coming, the flood was coming. He may not have understood completely what was going to take place, but I think he had a good knowledge of it because he built the ark. But here's Noah, he believed God, he trusted the Lord, and here comes Nimrod, and he was an ungodly person, the great-grandson of Noah. Well, Babylon the Great. Now, once again, we looked at mystery Babylon the Great, but in chapter 17 of Revelation. But there's also Babylon the Great, Revelation chapter 18 and verse 2. It says there, and he cried mightily with a strong voice. Now, this John is speaking of an angel that came and spoke to him. And John, some people call him John the Revelator. Well, he was the Apostle John. And he was on the Isle of Patmos. He was banished there for standing up for the Lord, for doing the things of God. He was banished to this Isle of Patmos, and they tried to kill him. He didn't die. And he's writing down now the things that God wanted us to know. In Revelation 18 and verse 2, it says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, the angel, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Well, that's something that we read about how the place called Babylon was destroyed, and how that every unclean thing lived there, a hateful bird and all these things, the devils, habitation of devils. Well, this is going to take place at the end of the tribulation period, going to be completely destroyed, Babylon the Great. Once again, literal Babylon was a real place. And as we think of this, we look around us today, and we get a picture of what's going to take place in the last half of the tribulation period. Just as there are shades of mystery Babylon the Great, the ecclesiastical religious system of the first half of the tribulation, just as we study about that, we see shades of that today. Well, we see shades of that today, political and economic the system that will be in the last half of the tribulation period. And we read of this in Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 19. Well, this world, political, economic system, is already at work. That's mystery, or that's Babylon the Great. We see this in certain areas, and one of the areas we see this in is, it's called the New World Order. And some people deny that there's a New World Order, but all you have to do is listen. Just open your eyes and ears and look, and you see that there's a thing called the New World Order. And what the New World Order means is this. Marxism, communism. We see that all around us today, not being able to make our own decisions. Decisions are made for us that whether we are right or wrong, the decision is made for us that we have to do certain things a certain way. Even our government is causing this to take place. And we need to pray for those in power that they will actually get some common sense about them, and especially godly sense. But the world political, economic system is already at work, and one of those areas that it's working, that's coming to pass right now, is communism. It's becoming something that is being accepted. Another area that we look at that shows that this is taking place now, even before the tribulation period, is open borders. Just everybody pouring in, changing the way this country operates, taking away, once again, the worship of the true God, and bringing in all kinds of ungodly worship. And that should not be. In our lifetime, at least, when the tribulation period takes place, we know it's going to happen, but it's happening right now. And people's changing things, taking things away from us, and the most important thing is the worship of our true God, the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save everybody in this world. Well, another way that we see it, we see Babylon the Great, shades of it even today, is one world currency. And if you've looked around and you've seen that there's certain things called digital currency, and there's things that people are trying to get a one world money system. And folks, that's not right. We need to stand up for what's right. We need to stand up for our country. Our country needs to be the shining example of how people live, of what happens when people are have been close to God and trying to serve God, but I fear now that we've turned away from that. And I don't, you know, I know it's happened, and we need to pray and ask God to turn this country around, the United States of America. Well, another way that we see that the New World Order is here already is battery-operated cars. And by the way, they even they tell us wrong about that. They're actually not electric cars like they try to tell us. They're battery cars. They operate on battery, on a battery that when it goes bad, you've got to find a place to get rid of it. And that's going to be a problem as well. And so many of them are catching on fire now and causing a problem. And battery-operated cars, and this is something that you and I really need to pray about and ask God to help people to understand that, you know, what's coming into our world right now, into our country especially, is of the devil. And we need to pray and ask God to lead and guide the leaders of our country. Well, once again, another way that we know that the New World Order is here is because getting rid of gender identity. People now don't know where they came from. They don't know what they're doing here, and they really don't know who they are. They don't know if they're male, female. Well, God knows. In the beginning, He created male and female, period, and that's it. But people are getting rid of gender identity. Well, they may try to get rid of it, but they're still either male or female, no matter how many pronouns they come up with, no matter how many different names they come up with, no matter how many operations they have, they're still male or female. People need to understand this, that God created man and woman. He created man in His image, and that means He created them in His... God is spirit, and He created man in His spirit as spirit. And once again, the body was created. God created the body from the dust of the ground. He breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. And then woman was made from man. God made woman. And so we see that there'll be male and female according to the book of Genesis. You can't change what God has set down. He says, that's it. There's male and female. That means no matter how much people try to change themselves, they cannot be changed. Well, let me say this, that they can be changed in this sense, that God changes people and gives them a new heart. Once they trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we become new creatures in Christ, the Bible says, once we've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, another way that we see shades of the New World Order or the Babylon the Great that's going to be in the tribulation period is something called global warming. And you see what this is about is, and if you study it and you look at it, you're going to find out that it's about population control. Population control. Everything that is going on right now that we see shades of the New World Order or the Babylon the Great, it has to do with people. It has to do with ungodliness. And one of those ways that we see control, one of the ways is population control. We've seen this in abortion, how that man has been killing babies, 60 million plus, over the past years. These are human beings that are being murdered in the name of progress. And this is happening also with global warming. People are dying because of this, and we need to wake up and take a stand against the ungodliness that's happening in our world that we live in right now. You and I, who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, need to stand up for Him and say, thus saith the Lord, especially believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Tell people about Jesus, how that He can save anyone, no matter who they are.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.